Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
3 minutes in, Fred. That's one quarter of the way through. At this point, we should be feeling uncomfortable. So you're talking to that person next to you. 3 to 5 words to your neighbor.
Fitness trends come and go. So do so-called boutique fitness studios that specialize in one particular format. Think spinning or CrossFit.
Now with 1,000 locations and 700,000 members worldwide, Orange Theory Fitness isn't exactly the new kid on the block. They've been around for almost a decade, but they have really taken off in the past couple of years.
The workout, which changes daily, is based on high-intensity interval training, or HIIT, but it also monitors members' heart rates. That makes sure they both achieve their fitness goals, but don't overexert themselves and get injured.
Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski visited Orange Theory in Shorewood to find out more. She met with head coach Kristen Johnson and studio manager Christy Glock, and Glock explains the theory behind Orange Theory Fitness.
Orange Theory Fitness began when Ellen Latham, she is one of the co-founders, had her own like boot camp style facility, and members wanted more. It wanted more than just yoga, Pilates, more than just weightlifting. Way back when it was, the gym was a man's game. She really wanted a bigger demographic to hit to, so that's when she developed her own type of studio and then branched out with Dave Long, who is the CEO, and they developed Orange Theory Fitness together.
So you mentioned it was very much a man's game, and I imagine there's still some trepidation when it comes to stepping into a new studio, new gym, anytime. It still has a misconception that it is a man's place or that group fitness is mostly for women and vice versa. So what do you think are the main misconceptions about Orange Theory Fitness that you would seek to disprove?
It's actually the opposite. So when Ellen first developed it, it was way back, you know, when she had her original fitness profession, her own fitness studio, it was in the 70s and the 80s, where it was the big box gym, you know, weightlifting by the beach. And she wanted to give women an opportunity to be able to lift. So now on the other aspect, the biggest misconception is this is a facility and it's group fitness and it's for women only. And it's clearly not. Primarily, our membership base is majority women, but that has really changed with Shorewood over the last few years, or with our studio in the last year and other studios the last few years, by getting husbands in here, brothers, uncles, you name it. But we do have quite a few advancement with our male population. It's not a women's game here.
So can you explain to me the layout of the space? What kind of equipment is used here?
So 3 components to each of the workouts. We have, obviously, in the front of the studio, our treadmills, and they are specially designed for Orange Theory Fitness through Free Motion. So there is a flex deck on our belts, which makes it very joint friendly, really kind of taking out the impact of what some of the other treadmills are about, or even just the outdoor running. So that's one of the kind of neat functions to the treadmills that we have. Also, the touch screen and all the quick touch options and everything has been specifically designed for Orange Theory Fitness as well. That is where the majority of the heart rate based interval training kind of takes place up there. So when we talk about that orange zone, when people are looking to hit their minutes in that orange zone, that 84 to 91% of their max heart rate, that's typically where they're looking to rack up those minutes.
So if you're going with that 4-minute progressive push pace, keep an eye on that time. Every minute we're going to look to add at least 0.3 to 0.5 of that base pace effort. Continue to add that same speed, power walkers, those inclines. Now that 4-minute progressive push can always bring back to that base pace recovery.
We have 3 categories on the treadmills. We've got power walkers, we've got joggers and runners, all with their own parameters. And then anybody that might have any injuries they're working through or orthopedic issues, we also have the bike and the strider as well as that option. And then back behind that is the water rowers, which is a great power component to the workout itself. When we coach people on how to row properly, 80% of the muscles in the body are working when we're rowing. No impact, so pretty much anybody can get away with working on the rower. And then one of the top 3 calorie burners in cardio fitness as well. And then all the way to the back of the studio is our weight floor, where we do our resistance training. Us as coaches lay out all the demos and spend a lot of our time actually coaching on the floor to make sure each member is getting the most out of each exercise and keeping themselves safe on the floor as well. And that's, again, where we're not really looking for a big heart rate response, but looking to build overall strength and core strength, core stability, and things like that.
All right, dumbbells, I should say we're going front raise. So palms facing in, shoulders back, chest up. You're going to take those dumbbells, nothing higher than about shoulder height. Continue to fight that resistance, slowly lowering. Tempo is going to happen on the way back down. 3 count. coming back to that set position. If you guys need a little extra support, stagger out that stance, or we can later lose those mini bands entirely.
You mentioned the orange zone, which is, of course, the big component of Orange Theory Fitness. So can you explain how the heart rate monitors are used in this class and how that's different from any other, you know, gym or group fitness class structure?
So with the heart rate monitors, when any person comes into the studio, they'll fill out their client intake form. Just based off of things such as age, gender, height, weight, we will be able to calculate for them their maximum heart rate. Off of those percentages where we kind of divide them up, we just try to simplify it. So up on that screen will be their heart rate feedback in real time. So when they're in that green zone, which will be kind of their active recovery, their base pace, or their aerobic zone, that'll be 71 to 83% of their max heart rate. 84 to 91% is when they hit that orange zone, kind of that sweet spot of trying to hit their 12 or more minutes for that afterburn. And then we'll just let people know if they ever do get up into that red zone, which will factor into the overall afterburn, but that 92% or higher, that's just letting them know that they need to check in to make sure that they're in control. Having the heart rate feedback, I think, helps people on both sides. The members find that they are very much motivated by having the heart rate feedback up there. They're able to sometimes see that they can sometimes push harder than they might have once thought before. And then also kind of gives them that little check-in point if they are up into the red zone, just knowing that, you know, that they should be checking in to make sure that they're in control. Just kind of keeping everybody accountable, but also safe in the studio. And then for us as coaches as well, just for us to see, you know, where people are at, if they're starting to feel discouraged, if, you know, they're finding that they're having a quicker recovery and maybe not getting to their minutes. It helps us see, you know, where we might be able to make small little changes to keep them making those proper progressions to continue to move forward and getting the results that they're looking for as well.
We have the three main stations here and the five zone heart rate interval training. Now, with the monitors and checking in, if someone doesn't have any experience with heart rate monitors, doesn't have, say, a Fitbit or anything else, do you think it's pretty user-friendly to be able to come into this environment and now train yourself to learn how to evaluate your own heart rates?
We would hope that that would be the case for anybody walking in here, whether they've been working out for their entire life or whether this is day one on their fitness journey. But all that is laid out for them with the first session. That's why we do have people come in 30 minutes early, so we can explain how the monitors all work. We do have three different options for heart rate monitors. So whichever one people find to be most comfortable, or, you know, where they feel like it reads most accurate for them. And then we'll spend that time to educate them regarding their heart rate zones, and then us as coaches as well, taking that extra time after class. So we always want everybody to feel very confident, especially into their first couple classes, knowing what all that feedback means up there and what they're looking at, depending on where people are at in their own fitness levels. Coming in day one, if you've never worked out before, we're not going to expect for them or encourage them to hit their 12 minutes. It's again going to be that progression to what's comfortable, but to continue to make that their goal at some point.
So you have a workout of the day, essentially. You come in at any time. Here's your structure for the hour. Who decides this? And since it's every day, once a day, and it changes every day, do you and the other trainers work together to organize, okay, we're going to work this muscle group first and then transition to something else, because you don't want to overwork one part of the body if someone's coming in at various times of the week? So how do you decide how this goes?
So the corporate design team, they design the templates throughout the course of a month. It's not a predictable rotation by any means, but they do space it out to assume that maybe people are coming in like that 3 to 4 days a week. So it's not always going to be the same muscle group every single time. They're spaced out with the different focuses of the workouts as well. So endurance days, strength days, power days, and then other days where they're either a blend of two or all three components together. So always going to be different intervals, different exercises and muscle groups working on the floor. Also changing up the rep counts and maybe the weight selections that we might encourage for them to use as far as that goes. For the most part, with the overall weekly kind of rollout, there is a pretty good spacing in between the muscle groups and that we're coming in and working on daily basis.
So this is a studio and it's formatted as a group class, but you could argue that you're working out for your individual goals with other people. What's the benefit of this setting?
I feel like one of the misconceptions and sometimes some of the concerns of members coming in is with everybody up on that screen, they're wondering if it's competitive, but absolutely not. What that's there for is, and what the beauty of the workout is it, even though everybody's in the room doing the same workout, give or, you know, with maybe an option here to kind of work at their own efforts, their own pace. Nobody's comparing anybody, you know, with anybody else. It's a very encouraging environment. So we're a big community here. So with having, you know, some of our youngest members at maybe 14 to 16 years old, all the way up to mid 70s, just very encouraging. They find it to be very motivating having the group and the energy and the coaching aspect. But at the same time, they know that they can just kind of worry about their own efforts and what they're able to put into the workout as well.
How does this benefit you as an instructor?
So my background is I did years and years of personal training, some small group, but what I love about Orange Theory is, I mean, the absolute proven results. People come in here and I felt like, I think there was a time with personal training where you can make progress, and but when you kind of develop that relationship with your client, it sometimes can transition into that more of a social hour. So here they're coming in, they're getting after it. You have the ability to still build that relationship and kind of create that friendship with people, and then also just the members with each other. But at the same time, everybody's here just giving it their best effort for that full hour. And it's just kind of a good combination of having, I think, the relationship building, but also the proven results that people are coming in and walking out of here with, that you can see over the course of time with that consistency.
Right. Do you feel that a lot of your clientele were apprehensive about group fitness beforehand, but then they try this format and find that they enjoy being in that setting?
Yeah, absolutely. We have quite a few people in here, and we briefly spoke on, you know, the male demographic that we have in here. A lot of the men come in here and be like, oh my gosh, this is not what I expected at all. My husband has been doing it and he hates group exercise. They, I think, go back to good old fashioned aerobics. And clearly that is not what we're presenting here in the studio. That's not about the brand. So I think when people come in here, it's kind of a wake up call, and we essentially change their mind on their aspect, because it's personal training in a group fitness atmosphere. We are still giving them that one-on-one attention, but they're getting that energy and that, you know, as Kristen mentioned, the community from being in the smaller space, and just knowing that everybody's here for the same reason. And we do change their mind when they walk through the doors.
So what kind of place do you want to assert yourself in the field of boutique studios as more and more specialty studios keep popping up? How do you want to stay in a secure spot and also in a spot that stands above the others?
Sure. So boutique studio, that's in a gray area, because yes, you could by definition call us a boutique studio because we are one of a kind. However, what makes us set apart from everybody else is that we are completely science-backed. This isn't, you know, an idea that was built because somebody hated their boss and built their own studio. This is, you know, a woman who was ambitious and got a team of scientists and medical professionals and built the studio from the ground up. And this is where we've come today with 1,000 studios open now. So I think we're going to continue advancing with the technology, whether it's updated heart rate monitor systems or updated equipment or bringing in new pieces of equipment here. It's always going to be something that's going to work through somebody's regular fitness routine in addition to doing yoga and Pilates. This, you know, really could be their multivitamin, where they're getting their cardio and their weightlifting and, you know, just really continuing to progress their efforts in other areas of their life, not just fitness levels, but sleeping better, you know, the whole scope of more life.
So to finish off, I'm going to ask the both of you, what would you say or encourage to someone who is still a little bit hesitant to come in the door? And then what's your favorite aspect of working here and also participating in these workouts?
Boy, I'm telling somebody who never wants to come in here, number one, saying it literally is for every walk of life in here. One advantage of all of us coaches being personal trainers is we know how to accommodate every single person that walks through the door, whether they're coming off an injury or they think they're too old or they're too young or they've had this knee that's been tweaking out on them for a long time. We know how to continue getting them through their workout successfully. So giving personal experiences or sharing other members' experiences and just letting know it's okay to be scared, but you're never going to know unless you try it. And then once they get in here, the majority of the people are like, wow, you know, this is not what I expected. This is amazing. As far as me personally, I came off ankle surgery and didn't run for an entire year. And then starting back with my position here, it is drastically increased my athletic ability, shaving, you know, a minute off my per mile time, if not more, making me stronger. And then as far as, you know, the participant, and even though I'm a coach, I'm supposed to know what I'm doing, the fact that we can admit we need help from other coaches. So when we take classes, we allow other coaches to coach us, knowing that, you know, we can't know everything, but there's always room for progress and advancement, even with us as coaches as well.
And then I'd say from myself, it would be, I just feel like more and more you get to know your members, you see their progress, and they truly believe that this is a place that has just been life-changing for them. So whether it's about weight loss, whether it's about going from a power walker to a jogger, whether it's somebody who's never touched a dumbbell in their life and now all of a sudden they feel very confident in the weight room, just to see all those experiences happening in front of us, but also from the feedback and just the results that people are getting from it. From my own personal experience, just doing the workouts as well, being able to accomplish more than I probably ever thought. I feel like after doing these workouts for the last couple of years, I feel like I'm kind of in the best shape that I've ever been. Even going through high school and in college and always being an avid exerciser. And then also for me too, after kind of a big move from Texas coming back to Wisconsin, just being a part of this community, meeting just a lot of awesome people, members and staff, and kind of building that family and a lot of great friendships that I feel like even I worked in a wellness center for 10 years and never had that as much as I do here. So I just think, and that's something that I think is feedback that we get from a lot of people that come into the doors as well. So
definitely family oriented, and you know, they go to other studios and they're like, wow, you guys, you're just way more welcoming, and we know about the members' lives. And so I think that's part of it as well, is we pay attention, and it is more than just sweating.
Kristen Johnson is the head coach of Orange Theory Fitness in Shorewood, and Christy Glock is the studio manager. To find out more and see photos of Audrey's session, go to wuwn.com.